where there's no like service dog license bureau. It's just can he help you, and if you're a person with a disability, can he help you in real life? And a while after that, they wrote a law called the Americans with Disabilities Act. I think that was about 91 or 92. And so this law, the broad law that covered, like, you had to have ramps, you had to have curb cuts where a person in a wheelchair could go, could navigate through a town, and then they had all kinds of housing laws, and the whole thing was a gigantic civil rights law for people with disabilities. And it took a while to implement all this stuff. And nowadays you don't get a lot of static from having a service dog, but in the old days you did. They'd try to throw you out of a store or a restaurant, and there were some interesting episodes with that. But anyhow, I taught Mulligan how to be a service dog. Then I said, you know what, I'm going to teach her how to do stuff in the show. And so I taught her how to put a ball on a tee, and I taught her normal dog tricks, walking on her back legs, and just regular dog tricks. But I taught her to put a ball on a tee. And then I used to say to her, when you play golf, you want to hit the ball in the fairway, not in the rough. She would bark. And then I'd say, well, how does sandpaper feel? Rough. And but I never thought about taking it any further. Anyhow, when she passed away, I went and rescued another dog, and I named him Benji Hogan. And Benji was great. He was taught him to be a service dog, and I taught him all the things that Mulligan could do, only more. And I started teaching him how to do math, and I'd go, you know, I got to the point where I'd say, you know, how much is 2 and 2? He barked 4 times. Then I went into general information, like how many points for a touchdown, 6 barks, one bark for the extra point, and then how many wheels on a motorcycle, and then went golf trivia, how many times did Jack win the Masters, how many times did Tiger win the Masters. And this time, and Arnie, how many times Arnie went to Masters? And so I would show all these people that my dog, the people that were asked, that were talking about, like Tigers, and, you know, how many times Tiger. So they all loved the fact that they would, they knew how many tournaments he won or this type of thing. One time, there was a guy named Jim Simons who was a good friend of mine, and, I said to him, I said, Jim, my dog knows how many tournaments you've won. So I said, how many PGA tournaments does Jim Simons win? So it was 5 barks at that time, I think. So he goes, wow, half my family doesn't know that. So we had a lot of fun doing that. And then I taught my dog now, Bucky, I taught him to do all that. So I've had 4 dogs, and I taught Bucky even more than I did Benji. So all the dogs have played an important role in my life. The dogs, as have myself, I feel, have had a much better life because of golf. And I try to reinforce my rescue message at every show, to tell people who are looking for a dog or a cat, an animal shelter, rescue group. It's a great place to begin your search. So hopefully we've got a few more dogs rescued. And we're never separated. Ever since I've had a service dog, we're never separated. We used to sneak Muffin in a duffel bag, but the last three, they've been with me every step.